Hey freaks, it's the best of the Store to View Daily. Enjoy these classique episodes while Sideshow freaks get brand new programs. If you want to sign up, go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. New shows will resume right here at distortedview.com next week. Until then, bye everybody.
Pardon.
To the left side.
I shit my pants last night. I shit my pants last night. Fucking shit my pants. I had a great meal. Just a great fucking meal. I had to go to the bathroom so bad. Fucking shit my pants. When was the last time you shit your pants? Yeah. Been a while? I'm good twice a year for that. I was in Vegas a couple years ago, staying at the Bellagio. I went over to the Mirage for dinner and met some friends of mine. Went to Kokomo's. The guy brings out some fresh crab legs. Said, these just came in, I gotta give them to you guys. I'm eating them, then we gamble. I'm walking back to the hotel, and all of a sudden I go, oh, fuck. And I'm standing here like this, I got my butt pinched so fucking, I'm fucked, I can't move. And I'm standing here like this, I got my butt pinched so fucking, I'm fucked, I can't move. And I'm standing here like this, I got my butt pinched so fucking, I'm fucked, I can't move. All of a sudden, you know, felt all right, I went just like this. Water.
No way.
I had some food poisoning from the crabs. And I'm just standing there, and it's just running down my leg. Running down my leg. And I just start fucking walking. Every time I'm walking, something's coming out. Everywhere I shit all over myself. I take off all my fucking clothes, just wipe off, leave my shoes, left my shoes, my pants, everything right there, the towels, right there in the stall, right there, the towels, right there in the stall, right there, the towels, right there in the stall, right there, the towels, right there in the stall. Got up in the morning, took the most perfect double tapered shit I've ever had in my life. Double tapered shit. True story.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, September 18th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, shaving your daughter's head, plus cross-dressing husbands, and gagging on a banjo down your throat. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson, this is the Distorted View Show, ending the week with the Big Friday program. Got a great podcast for you. At the top of the show, you know I'm on Twitter, right? And every day I try to post at least a couple things. I found this guy. His username is Shit My Dad Says. And supposedly, this kid's name is Justin. He's 29 years old, and he lives with his 73-year-old father. His dad apparently says all sorts of crazy stuff, and, you know, I can definitely relate to that. My dad, you know, is a hillbilly from Kentucky, so growing up, when he would lecture me, I wouldn't know what the hell he was talking about. I'd bring home a bad report card, and he'd say, you know, son, chicken shit is like moonshine. It burns going down your throat. What the hell is that? Am I in trouble? What the hell does that mean? When a coon dog done takes a crap in a forest, it ain't no different than when a woman is nagging. Oh, all right. Sure, Dad. By the way, real quick, I've got a video here of some drunk hillbillies.
Is it on?
All right.
I don't know if I hit the right button or not. I think it is.
Okay, well, we'll just try. I think it's on. Look.
It looks like it's on me. All right. Okay. This is my song.
Now, if it ain't recording, then you won't get it. So.
Well, just hush now. We'll find out. Now.
It'll be fun.
We can't figure out the camcorder.
I know, but you just hush. I'll have it just right. Okay?
I'm serious. If you don't
Somebody
get it.
Needs to take out this goddamn trash because it's loading up the damn... If Oprah
Winfrey
busted in this,
she'd
have a cow.
All right, now I'm trying to record my song.
I'm damn tired of you busting in the back door now.
I'm just tired of the fucking trash.
I take my mandolin.
And
I sing this little song.
Yes.
And then I'm messing up, so I got to start over. Y'all messed me up. Damn.
You got to quit busting in. That's my fight.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What the hell is going... Like, this... They're worried about if the camera's even on. Does it really matter? Because the poor woman's trying to sing her little hillbilly ditty, and people in the background are screaming, "That's my pie! Don't touch my pie! Someone needs to take out the goddamn trash!"
I take my mandolin.
Don't make her
hush. And I strum this little tune. Oh, yeah. And I'll it makes me so happy. What you going burp for? Damn.
Well,
I'm
gonna
start all over
again.
Why don't you clean out the damn cat box while you're at it?
You be glad it didn't park.
I take my mandolin.
You better be glad I don't piss in the cat box.
And I strum this little tune.
You would, because you're a pussy.
It makes me so happy that I know really soon.
What the hell is this supposed to do anyway? This is what
it's doing. Y'all want it till night.
It's up your ass, you know it.
And then I know everything will be alright.
I kind of want her to stop singing just so I can hear these guys fighting in the background.
Where's that ashtray?
Letterman.
Let's all sing together.
Shut the fuck up so she can sing her.
I'm sorry, but Letterman is going to laugh.
She's fucking tired. You
trying to be on this damn show.
All she wants
to
do is sing.
All I want to do is fuck you up the damn trash.
And I'm strumming.
And all I hear is just strumming.
Bitch.
I'm making so happy. Now you better forget the damn words again. Yo, man. Yo, nothing but a couple of
hands. Trying to be happy.
Damn. All right, then hush. Now hush.
Try to be
okay, y'all, hush.
She wants to be fucking happy once.
Hush. I take my
Oh, my God.
And I strum this little tune.
We're good.
It makes me so happy.
Makes me so happy.
That I know really soon.
I know really
I'll be singing this song.
I'll sing this song. Right
from morning till night.
Yep.
And then I know. Everything is all right. Stop it!
Quit.
He was trying to touch her breast there.
Let's all sing together and stand side by side. Then we'll have a smile at least 10 miles wide. So if you hear me singing and you feel a little blue, jump right in there.
Where'd you get that jacket? I should mention they are all, of course, drinking in the background.
It will make you happy.
See what I mean?
How do you get me the words to?
They need to be recycled, all these beer cans.
How do you get me the words to? Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Let me get the words.
You son of a bitch. You always...
I'm just telling
you. All you want to do is cash them in.
Well, they want to... I want to get more beer.
All right. I'm not invested in that.
How can I get more beer if I don't cash them in?
Hush.
All right. We've heard enough from the hillbillies. Was pretty much my childhood right there. Now, back to what I was originally talking about. This guy named Justin lives with his father and decided to start a Twitter account and just post sayings and quotes from his dad. Some of these quotes include, "The universe does not give a fuck about you. You are a speck in its shit." That would look good on a bumper sticker. Or one of those motivational posters with a kitty on it. Here's another great quote. "Don't listen to the pussy side of you when you make a decision. People gravitate towards being a pussy. Remove the pussy, son. Anytime someone sells you food in a sack, it's not a sack of food, it's a sack of shit." This sounds like the Tourette's guy. "I want 2 cheeseburgers, and don't load it up with a bunch of bullshit." These are actually kind of good, meaningful quotes. It's better than the shit my dad was spouting. "Does a whiskey tick go away with the sunrise?" I don't know. I don't know what the hell a whiskey tick is. apparently Justin's dad was watching TV. He flipped on MTV and saw Tila Tequila. And his quote is, "Who the fuck is Tila Tequila? Is she a stripper? That's her? Yeah, that's a stripper, son. I don't give a shit what you say." Again, I don't know if, you know, these are real quotes or if this is all made up, but this next one sounds like something my dad would tell me. "Don't touch the bacon. It's not done yet. You let me handle the bacon, and I'll let you handle whatever it is you do. I guess nothing." And finally, I guess the son was over and mentioned that the dog was just moping around and looked bored. The dad responded, "The dog is not bored, it's a fucking dog. It's not like he's waiting for me to give him a fucking Rubik's Cube. He's a goddamn dog." If you'd like to follow Justin and all the crazy stuff his father says, his Twitter name is Shit My Dad Says. So there you go. Moving on now, I've got some great audio to share with you. It's a news bloopy. Now, I am just going to play you the audio, and then we'll go back and analyze what the hell's going on here. See if we can figure this out.
Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick.
I guess that's me.
Keep fucking that chicken.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, before we continue, the loss of...
Okay. Keep fucking that chicken.
Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick.
I guess that's me.
Keep fucking that chicken.
All right, I'm assuming here this guy was trying to say keep plucking that chicken, maybe? I'm thinking maybe there was a story about chicken, because he says something about being tender.
Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast.
Like, you know, tender chicken.
Nick.
I guess that's me.
Keep fucking that chicken.
Okay, I'll do it.
But then the weatherman's like, "I'll keep doing that, sure."
Okay, I'll do
that.
Okay, I'll do that. That would be a great sign-off. You know, like at the end of every newscast, he's like, "That's your 6 o'clock news. We'll see you back at 11. Until then, keep fucking that chicken, Miami." Whoops. Moving on now, I have featured this next U-tard before on the show. I know in a video cast, I'm not sure if we've played him on the actual program. We're trying to figure out if he's a kid or a midget or just mangled up, but he lip syncs to songs. Occasionally, we'll find a video where he's singing. And in the video cast that I featured him, he was singing along to the Jonas Brothers Burning Up. Well, he's back. He's now singing that new Black Eyed Peas song. So let's take a listen.
I got a feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night feeling.
I don't think normal kids sound like that, so he's either a midget or mangled up.
That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Maybe all three, who knows?
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night feeling. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night.
Hitting those high notes.
Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night feeling. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Sweet Jesus.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's eat it up.
Let's fast forward just a little bit here and see how the song progresses.
Just lose it all. I feel. Let down and one leg go. That's the way I feel. Start to lose it all control. Fill up my cup. Muscle top.
I would love to hear this on the radio. This is why I would love to be like an actual DJ. I would just fuck around with people like that. Whenever someone requested Black Eyed Peas, this is the song I would play. Probably be fired in a week. Ting. Thank you very much, Mangled Midget Child, for that. And finally, before we get into the news, some cock-gagging audio for your Friday. Now, normally, when I play Gagging of the Cock, that kind of sounds like a big event, doesn't it? The Gagging of the Cock. It's like the running of the bulls in Pamplona. Anyways, normally when I play cock-gagging audio, it's a woman sucking a dude's dick. Today, though, two gentlemen are going at it. Let's take a listen.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Oh. That's all right.
That's all right. Guy's gonna talk him through this. You're doing good. Keep it up. Try to keep all those juices in your mouth. Uh-oh. I hear one coming on. Yeah, I like that.
I know it's a good cut. Come on. Yeah, there you go.
I like how supportive the guy who's getting his cock sucked is.
Yeah.
I know, I realize it's a big cock. Just plow through it, come on. Work through the pain. Keep at it. Soon you're not going to feel it at all. You're going to get a cock gagger's high.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh no.
Yeah, there you go.
Now you're just being sloppy about it.
Open it up.
No.
Yeah. Good job, buddy.
We're gonna put a star on your chart.
Ooh, come on, take it all the way down.
Oh, it's just so juicy.
Yeah. Come on, open it up.
Okay. All right. That's quite enough. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're not a Sideshow member, please consider signing up. It's Friday. It's payday. Great time to sign up because this weekend, not only do we have a new bonus episode of Distorted View Daily, but on Sunday, Corey will be posting a new episode of Butt Fudge Sunday. Y'all got to hear it last week. This week, it's back to being a Sideshow exclusive program. Although right now, if you surf on over to distortedview.com, there's a new poll I set up. Because Corey needs help selecting a song for his new mashup. So if you'd like to vote, surf on over to distortedview.com right now. To sign up for the Sideshow, the web address is superfreaksideshow.com. There is a link on the show notes today, all right? Oh, and of course, if you want to hear more of Corey's stuff, buttfudgesunday.com. All right, three quick stories now, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a tourist who killed a man with a banjo after he received unwanted sexual advances has been sentenced to 12 years in prison, with a minimum non-parole period of 8 years. Ferdinand Ambach, a Hungarian tourist, will be deported from New Zealand following the conclusion of his sentence. Ambach was drinking with Ronald James Brown on December 7, 2007, at a suburban Auckland bar before they went to Mr. Brown's flat. Oh, did we? This might be a Distorted View update. A violent argument erupted, and Mr. Brown, 69, was bashed repeatedly with a banjo before the neck of the instrument was rammed down his throat. He died in hospital 3 days later after his life support system was switched off. Whoops. Ambach was sentenced today at the high court after being found guilty of the manslaughter of Ronald James Brown in July. At the sentencing today, members of Mr. Brown's family gave emotional victim impact statements. Since this dude had a banjo shoved down his neck, I wonder if every time he tried to speak to paramedics, he started belting out notes. I've got a banjo in my throat. It's really starting to hurt bad. I said it's really starting to hurt bad. Could I maybe get some aspirin, please? I'm gonna kill a motherfucker who did this to me! Motherfucking asshole! I'm gonna cut him with a knife and shove a grand piano up his ass and see how he likes it! Worthless piece of shit! Yes, back to the story here. Brown's sister, Colleen Wise, said that nothing could have prepared the family for his, quote, bruised and battered body when they saw him in the hospital. We gathered around his bedside, holding his hand as his life support was turned off, Ms. Wise said. She said Ambach took a dearly beloved uncle from her daughter's lives. You not only battered Ron's body, but trashed his house. She said Mr. Brown's name had been slandered in public during the trial, and he had no means to defend himself. A niece of Mr. Brown, Helen Whitting, described seeing her uncle in the hospital shortly before he died. "We had to see the damage you inflicted on my uncle, and he was barely recognizable," she said. "He was a half-man, half-banjo monstrosity." Crown Prosecutor Deborah Marshall said Mr. Brown may had touched Ambach on the thigh and briefly in his groin area, but there was no evidence to suggest an attempted rape. She said Ambach had not expressed any remorse, and a sentencing report from probation said he was likely to re-offend. Second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Bonus, we have a Father of the Year candidate. A Riverview man landed in jail after punishing his daughter. Oh Christ, what did he do? According to an arrest report, 34-year-old Jose Ashpakaja Ajalak beat his daughter with a... No. Like an Islamic name. But Jose, that it doesn't make sense. He's a Hispanic Islamic. Hillsborough deputies say... Ashpakaja Ashataz was mad because his daughter took jewelry from Walmart without paying for it and used a Game Boy without permission. Naturally, the punishment should be shaving her head off. Yes, the punishment allegedly started on Friday when How many times do they have to print his fucking last name? Ashpakaja used the belt on his daughter. That wasn't enough, though. The next day, he shaved her hair off. The reports say... really? The reports say Ashpakaja Ajatazaz admitted to the shaving but denied that he hit the girl. And here we go again with this fucking name. Ashpakaja was arrested Wednesday night on charges of mental and physical child abuse, and he remains in the Hillsborough County Jail. There. Final story we have for you today. I don't think it contains any confusing names. Thank God it comes from Wisconsin. A Minnesota man was ticketed for walking out of a store wearing a stolen miniskirt and bikini. Why, you ask? Well, he wanted to impress his wife. I think you're going about it the wrong way. Police said workers caught Justin Larson leaving Shopko in River Falls, Wisconsin, wearing the women's clothing on Sunday. Police said they also found a bra and a bikini top in his pocket as well. Investigators said Larson told them he took the clothes to smooth things over with his estranged wife. I'm guessing that plan backfired when she had to bail him out of jail. Now my husband is a cross-dresser. Great. Police handed him a citation for shoplifting. No word yet on if the wife was impressed. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what my freaks are up to today.
Jiggo, Mr. Henson. This is Mike from the Top 5 Podcast Spectacular.
Hello.
I'm catching up on like 2 months of shows. Don't ask why, it's retarded.
Okay.
I'm a sideshow member, so that's all you need to worry about. First of all, I'm listening to the 9H show, I believe. You're sitting there talking about like trying to come up with a new fetish, and you're doing all this coughing shit, then right after you play a Blue Burger guy like burping and fucking. That's your gold right there. Burp sex. Like
burp fucking.
Like burping and giving head or something.
I wonder if burpfucking.com is available.
Started.
I think we've stumbled upon a gold mine here.
I'm sure someone will jerk off to it. And also, like, the people getting pissed off about, like, you know, black people being on that watermelon soda or whatever it was, the black person eating the watermelon, they think it's racist.
Yeah.
Because of the stereotype. Well, should we not put black people in KFC commercials?
That's right, you should not.
Commercials?
As a matter of fact, I was at a KFC, I think it was in Columbus, and they have, you know, fine artwork, and the artwork is of their chicken. Right? Like, they have a big, like, on their wall, they have, like, a big picture of their chicken, people enjoying chicken, side dishes, stuff like that. And then there was, you know, a black family enjoying fried chicken. We want them to take that down.
But, like, white people in apple pie commercials or Beaners Taco Bell commercials. Whatever, I don't know. Thanks for catching up the shows. I'm working on it!
All right, very good. Keep working at it.
Hey, Tim. It's Spence from Virginia here. Just jerking off, thinking of a fifth grade Tim Henson, lips puckered on his trombone, moving his hands up and down with all that lube. You know, it's just a fun thing.
It is, yeah. You're not creepy. It's just a fun thing.
Hey, Tim.
I wonder if anyone's ever used trombone lube to jerk off. Window licker, are you listening?
Hey, Tim, this is James Sawdick. I'm just sitting out here at college.
By the way, those type of instruments are so gross anyways, because you're, you know, you're blowing into these things like that, and spit is being accumulated in there, and there's a little release valve so you can dump it all out. Oh, so gross.
At college, and I was thinking, what is your sex life like? Have you ever had a girlfriend, Tim? I've never thought about that. And I was thinking, you know, I'm at college, so I can't pay for... I really can't afford the sideshow.
Why the hell not? What do you think student loans are for?
Poor, and I eat like shit all day. So I can't really pay you anything.
Hey,
but if
just
you
go to SallyMae.com, take out a few extra, you know, grand, and you'll be all set.
Jigu, Tim, it's Kay, your Indiana listener.
I have a
couple embarrassing confessions for you. You were asking if folks had ever done stupid shit to their employers or anything
else like that.
And
yes.
I confess I've done a couple things. I was working when I was about 18, it's like right out of high school. I was working for this guy who was just a complete dickhead to me at this restaurant, and he fired me because I'd made somebody's sandwich incorrectly. It was like the first time I'd ever made the mistake. And he prided himself on having his own individual bathroom, so I went in there and quite frankly took the most epic dump in the history of mankind.
You straight up disrespected the toilet.
And then used up an entire roll of TP and clogged up his toilet,
let
it flood out on the floor, and then walked out and set up the other guy that I didn't like, his asshole ex-manager.
See, what I would have done, I would have done exactly that, although I would have fished out one of the turds, like took a pencil or something, a couple pencils, and tried scooping up a turd, and then, you know, spreading it on the seat or leaving it on the floor or something.
With the sweat off his balls just to suck up to him. I framed it on him. And the other time I got mad at a guy, project or something's volunteer work I was doing at the time. I got mad, so I...
Some charity work.
I both him and his wife up for bestiality porn.
What?
I don't know if they ever got it or not, but...
Oh, you signed them up for bestiality porn. I see. Very good, Kay.
Hey, Tim. It's Rob from Nashville.
Hi, Rob.
Number one, driving to work, it's raining, and I hydroplane.
Gotta be careful. Dangerous.
That was a little lackluster, but I don't feel like performing today. I'm a little sick. Also, about the dude who said he couldn't find Radio Tokyo anywhere. I don't know. I left a message when I was listening to that show. I called in, left a message, and was like, "Yo, Tim, you're a goddamn nigger. fucking shit isn't found anywhere." But then later in the show, you said you found it on Amazon. Well, I can just say that I couldn't find it on Zune Marketplace, I couldn't find it on iTunes, couldn't find it on Rhapsody, and Amazon, you said you found it, whatever, I don't know, I just remember when I was looking for it.
Buy the goddamn CD!
I found the CD, I could listen to it, but I couldn't download it, it was annoying, I don't know, I really want that song, so if that dude gets it, you need to call in. And be like, yo, Rob, from Nashville.
All right. We'll keep you informed on how that goes.
Jigu, Tim, hey, that was pretty weird. Your phone just rang twice. I almost thought you were going to pick up or something.
Hello?
You should do that once. Just once. You know, you don't want to...
I can't. It's just a voicemail
make
line.
It something that you have to regularly do. But just once. Just one day. A full day. Every time that your phone rings, you should pick it up and just, you know, surprise the people... and actually talk to them. They won't know what to do. But you got to record it, obviously.
Obviously.
Anyway, I like that almost hour-long distorted view today. Well, yesterday, Tuesday's podcast.
Yeah, once in a while I'll... it was a sideshow program. Okay.
Yeah,
there was a longer one this week, too. It was like 40 minutes or something. Occasionally I'll throw free side people a bone and do a little longer.
Long show, you know, 2 half-hour shows almost. Pretty good. The only thing I got to say about the sextastic thing is, who knew cows were so fucking horny?
I know.
I mean, yeah, I could see she grew, you know, six tits or whatever, but it also made her incredibly horny. I never knew that cows fuck so much.
Yeah, I didn't either. Horrible
story. Hey, Tim,
story.
It's Matt in Kansas. I hope your dad's doing all right.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, I hope you're dead.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas. I hope your dad's doing
all
right.
Hope you're
dead. If it makes you feel any better, the first program from Tuesday in the phone call, there was no rabbits. So you could have made it through a whole day. We used to.
Did I make it through a whole day, or did someone mention it on? No, I guess, yeah, maybe there was a day where no one mentioned the stupid rabbit thing.
The work. When I was a kid, I worked in the.
Well, now you just screwed that up, though.
At a hospital, and if there was a patient that was irritating or, you know, fucked up their trays or something like that, we would put thickener for, like, people who had heart problems. They have to drink, like thick liquids. And we would put thickener in their toilet so that instead of water, it would just be, like, clear jelly in the bowl. So, like, you would take the patient would take a dump later on, and it would just sit there. It was just sitting on this clear jelly floating in the air. And, you know, it wouldn't flush or anything. So we thought it was pretty funny. I'm sure the janitor hated us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all, man.
All right. Well, thank you for that little jelly turd story. Oh, come on.
Hey, Tim, Spiral Hamfucker. Hey, I called the other day and you played it on your show.
What happened to playing Christmas Shoes? I would much prefer that.
Fucked up, man. I sure was having a good time. I don't remember calling in. Yeah, that's all. I'm glad I associate a good time and listening to Story to You together.
Yes, yes. And finally today.
A long time ago, I discussed chopping pieces into small parcels, sending them all over the world. Well, guess what? I have a human victim. One slice, two slice, three slice. I think I'm going to make ham out of this. Or should I make bacon? Stir fry? Your choice. I have no idea.
Why do we always end on either an infuriatingly crappy call or just one that's baffling and I don't understand? It's not on the phone. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is no God.
Keep fucking that chair.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Please spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the show. We've got that little tweet button you can click. You can also rate us and leave comments for us on iTunes. If you're Sideshow members, this weekend I've got a bonus episode for you, and Corey's got a new episode of Butt Fudge Sunday. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody!